Hello, welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. In today's episode, we are going to talk about your money mindset. And I will also be talking with Florian Fritz about different money mindsets. I think you're really going to like today's episodes. And you can find more about Florian and a link to learn more in the show notes. But in some podcast news, I was recently on the Chasing Happiness podcast. We talked about quite a few different things. So make sure to go check out that episode. The link will be in the show notes. And the money talking points from today's episode are: what is your money mindset? What do you want to do with your money? And why do you think talking about money is important? It's important to acknowledge our money mindset, so I hope you learn some more about that from today's episode. So let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So what are we going to be talking about today? Well, like I said, we're going to be talking about your money mindset. And what is that? Well, it's like how you view money. It's how you think there's not enough money in the world, or there's too much money in the world, or money's the root of all evil. Those sort of things. That's your money mindset. And honestly, this topic can have a pretty big impact on a lot of things, especially with how you handle money and handle success. So it's an important topic to acknowledge how you feel about money and to really begin to understand your thoughts and why you act the way you act with money. So I think this topic and this upcoming interview will be really good for everyone to be able to learn a little bit more about how they view money, how they handle it, and how it can impact them long term. But let's introduce today's guest. In the upcoming interview that you're about to hear, I talk with Florian Fritz, and he's a money coach. He's developed a system and a program online that you can be a part of to learn more about your money mindset and what he calls three pillars for financial success. And you can find the links to his Facebook page in the show notes today, where you can go and learn more about his academy he puts together. It's called the Money Hero Academy. But he's going to introduce himself in a little bit more in the interview today. So let's get right into today's interview. All right, we have another interview this week where we're talking about money mindset. I'm here with Florian Fritz. And can you go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone?
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me, Skylar. My name is Florian Fritz. I'm a money teacher from Austria. I started as a financial advisor 18 years ago in 2003. And after a couple of years, I found that I didn't really like how the financial industry is treating their clients. Meaning the clients take all the risk and pay all the fees, and the banks and investment companies make all the money. So I went to find a better way on how to help people with their finances, traveled the world to learn from some of the greatest trainers like Kiyosaki and his rich dad advisors, and Harv Eker and Tony Robbins and many others, how to do it better. And two years ago, I started teaching instead of selling investment products. And today I'm teaching people so they don't need financial advisors and bankers anymore and can take their money in their own hands.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've heard of like financial coaches, I think over in America is what they normally call it. But you said you're called a money teacher, is what the term
is? I call it a money teacher. Sometimes it's a money coach, yeah.
So all the same terminology, but very, very necessary and kind of a new and developing field. But let's get right into our conversation about money mindset. And one thing you talked about and kind of developed, I think, is you have three pillars of financial success. What are those?
Yes, or how I call them today is the three superpowers of the money hero. I founded the Money Hero Academy. That's the money mindset, the money management, and money making skills. Money mindset, because if you think that money is bad, you can never become rich, because your subconscious will protect you. You don't want to be a bad person, so you can't be rich if you think money is bad. Then money management, because, well, the biggest difference between financial success and failure is how well you deal with your money. 82% of small businesses fail because of bad money management.
That doesn't surprise me, because it's one of the things that just kind of goes by the wayside.
Yeah. And then, of course, you want to make more money, and especially you want to make your money make more money for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part is huge, that last part of making your money make money for you. Well, those other two sound super interesting, and maybe in the future that's another topic. But let's talk about your money mindset. Like you said, if you think money's evil and that it's bad, you're not going to want to have it. So how can you determine which money mindset you have?
Well, just sit down and play some music or something, some calm music, and think what comes to mind when you think about money. When you just try to finish the sentence, money is, finish that three times, and then finish the sentence, rich people are.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think through those in my head right now, because like I would say almost when I was young, because my family didn't really teach me a whole lot about money, so I didn't really know anything about it. When I was little, I would have probably said money is something that's hard to come by, or like I wouldn't have had the abundance mindset that I think is one of the common ones that gets talked about. But why does that mindset, so say I'm someone who says money is hard to come by, or I'm sure there's many others, but why does your mindset determine your financial success?
Well, our results are determined by our behavior, right? Nobody ever got fat from eating one piece of cake. But if you eat a whole cake every day, you'll soon see the difference, right? And the same is true with money. You don't get poor by buying one piece of cake. But if you buy something you don't really need every day, you'll see the difference in your bank account. And our behavior then is determined by our mindset, our belief systems. If you believe that you have to work hard for money, what are you probably going to do?
You're
going to
go out and get a couple jobs or something if you need it.
Yeah, you're going to work hard, right? Now, in your experience, are all those hardworking people that have two or three jobs, are they rich? No, most of them are broke, right? So there's something wrong with this belief, but we still believe it, we still follow it, and we even teach it to our kids.
Yeah, just work hard and you'll be fine, but not always. That's not the only thing.
It doesn't work out. Yeah, some people work hard and get rich, but they don't only work hard. They also do something smart on the side.
Yeah, there's more to it than just working hard.
Yeah, that's how our beliefs determine our behavior, and our behavior determines our results. And our beliefs are determined by our conditioning, like what we learned from our parents. You said you didn't learn much about money from your family. Most people don't, and we don't learn anything about in school. What we learn is go to school, get a job, work hard, pay taxes, stay out of that. That's what we learn. It just doesn't work that way. Money doesn't work that way.
Yeah. The financial education systems, I don't know how it is in your area of the world, but in America, it's very lacking.
Totally the same. We don't learn anything about money in school. Even if you study, I studied business administration, you don't learn anything about personal finance. You only learn how to make other people rich, not yourself.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I think I don't know what has caused it to be something that just has gotten glossed over in school. That's just very interesting. So say you have one of those mindsets, it's not really going to get you to the long-term like wealth you might want to build, or you're just sitting there working all day because you were told you just need to work hard to make money, but it's not getting you anywhere. How can you change your mindset or shift it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Rockefeller said it's better to think about your money one day a month than to work the whole month for it. So start thinking, start with what you actually want. What does financial freedom mean for you? What does wealth mean for you? When do you feel rich? What would you need to have for that? Because that's totally different for everyone. Am I financially free? Our definition is as soon as your passive income or your income from your investments covers your expenses. But that number is totally different again for everyone.
Yeah, because you'll hear I think you're kind of maybe getting a little bit towards the FIRE movement. But mostly just financial independence. But you'll hear all sorts of numbers thrown out of like what people are comfortable with. So I think one of the things that comes to my mind of like when you just start thinking about it is kind of like a dream meeting, or like sit down and write down what you want from your money? Like, what would you love to do?
Yeah, start with what do you actually want? Most people don't get what they want because they don't know what it is that they want.
That's true. Another term I've heard on another podcast is like the invisible hand. Just once you start thinking about what you want to do with your money, things will just start happening just because it's on your mind. Like, you're never going to get there if you don't actually know where there is.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as you know, Alice in Wonderland, if you know the story, Alice in Wonderland comes to a crossroad and she wonders where to go. And the Cheshire Cat appears and asks, and she asks, where should I go? And the Cheshire Cat, yeah, where do you want to go? And she, I don't know. So the cat says, well, then it doesn't matter. So if you don't know where you want to go, it doesn't matter where you're going, and it's never going to show up. As soon as you have a plan, you know, okay, I want this, this, this in my life. This is how much money I want to make. This is how much money I want to have. This is where I want to live. This is how I want to live. This is what I want to experience in my life. Then you will focus on these things and opportunities are going to show up.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Like, if you keep coming to forks in the road, it doesn't matter which one you go down because you don't know. I like that. If there is one, which is the best money mindset to have? And there may not be one. There might be a multiple.
Yeah, I don't think there's one best or one only one. But as long as you're thinking that there is enough money, and there is enough, they're printing trillions every day. Come on. If you have a million more or less, it doesn't make anyone else poorer. So there is enough. As soon as you believe that there is enough money and it's easy to get for you, everyone can be financially free. As soon as you believe that it's possible for you, that's a good mindset to have.
Mm-hmm. So I think an abundance might be a good place to start, but obviously there's more to it than that. Like, you just have to think, hey, I can get money. Just for people to be aware of them, what are like the other mindsets that people can have about money?
You mean the good ones?
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously bad ones, but yeah, what are some good ones that people can look into or research more if they want to find out more?
Yeah. First of all, I have a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset. Growth meaning that you keep learning. If you have a failure, make a mistake or something, don't tell yourself, oh my God, beat yourself up. I'm so bad. I'm never going to make it. This is only for rich people. No, just analyze it. What did I learn? What happened? What did I learn? And what can I do better next time? So have a growth mindset. That's important. Think that you are responsible. Take responsibility for your life. Don't be a victim saying, okay, the economy is bad. The government is bad. My parents didn't teach me right. School didn't teach me right. The media is bad, whatever. Say, okay, this is the situation. What's the best I can do from it? So rich people take responsibility. They think that they're responsible for what's happening in their life, all the good stuff and all the bad stuff. So if you take responsibility, you learn from your failures and grow, you become better and better. You believe there's enough money and believe in yourself that you can get it.
Yeah. So like an abundance, a growth, a responsible mindset. And then probably, like you said, just believing in yourself is another good one to have, because if you don't think you can do it, you're not going to.
Yeah. One of my mentors says your results can never exceed your self-concept. So if you look in the mirror and you think that person is a loser, then you'll probably stay a loser. So you want to change that quickly. Every time you look in the mirror, say, I like myself.
Yeah. It's like when you think about things, they become self-fulfilling prophecies. Like, if you think that's the way it is, it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to believe in yourself and think that you are great, and you are.
Yeah. Well, I really liked our conversation about the different money mindsets. Really, really informative. I hope everyone listening got some insight on maybe how they should change theirs or another approach they can take. But let's talk about you for a second. You said you're a money teacher. How did that happen? And then how can people connect with you more if they need to learn more about money and get your help?
Sure. I'm actually running a 7-day free attracting money challenge where we work for 7 days on money mindset. So everybody's welcome to join that. I run that regularly, almost every month. And yeah, how did I become a money teacher? As I said, I started as a financial advisor. Then a couple of years, I was working with a real estate company, finding investors for them. And that's how I financed traveling the world to learn all from all those great coaches. And one of the coaches was a trainer for trainers, probably the world's best trainer for trainers. And yeah, he got me into the idea that I could be teaching instead of selling products. And yeah, that's how I started. And then how to connect with me. I started when the pandemic started. I opened a Facebook group, the Money Hero group. So Facebook.com/group/Money Hero. That's where you find it. Just join the group and get lots of free tools, techniques, tips in there, and ask questions, whatever you want to learn, and find out about events. We play cash flow at least once a month to practice how rich people get richer and how you can do that too. So we have a couple of cool events for the group. Just join there and yeah, ask your questions in there.
Awesome. Do you have a website or anything that we could also send people to?
Yeah, moneyheroacademy.com. It's more like a landing page than a full website, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll be sure to link the Facebook group, your website, just anything that people need to get in touch with you so that if they want to learn more about a mindset or reach out to you, they can. So thank you for coming on today's episode. It was a really insightful discussion for me, and I hope our listeners, I'm sure they got something out of it too. So thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Skyler, for inviting me.
What were my key takeaways from that interview? Well, the first one is you won't be rich or wealthy if you believe money is bad. And I think this one is kind of self-explanatory, but if you think money is the root of all evil, you're not going to want to go after more money and success because you're worried about being evil. And I think that's a mindset that we need to shift away from. Money isn't necessarily the root of all evil. Having too much like desire for one thing can lead to an evil in a lot of different areas. So it's all about moderation and understanding your relationship with money. And our beliefs become our results. So if you think you can be successful, and if you think you can, I don't know, if you want to put out a podcast, you think, yeah, I can be a podcaster, then it's going to happen. If you believe you can't, then it's never going to happen. Kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy sort of thing. But if you just start thinking about money more and what you actually want to do with your money, it's going to help a lot. If you don't ever think about your money, I think you can see why it can be a bit difficult to handle your money. Because if you never think about what you want to do, and then that big bonus comes from your job, from something great you did, what are you going to do with that money? Well, it's probably just going to get obliterated and spent like crazy fast because you don't have a plan in place. So I think one of the best takeaways from this interview and podcast episode is to just start thinking about what you actually want to do with your money. Not just, oh, I want to save a lot of money, but actually the specifics of why. Why do you want to save a lot of money? Or why do you want to invest more money? Why do you want to spend more money? That's an option too, because maybe you'd realize you don't spend enough money and you need to live life a little bit more. But some of the good mindsets that we talked about, just to reiterate them for you, are a growth mindset, an abundance mindset, a responsibility mindset, and a self-belief mindset. And I think also another step that might be important for people to take is you might want to consider taking a relationship with a professional, like a money coach or a financial coach. And like we mentioned, Florian does money coaching. I've mentioned in past episodes that I do financial coaching, so I can help you with budgeting and getting your mindset right with money and kind of helping you figure out those behavioral things. Because the math behind money is easy, but it's all about the behaviors and emotions and why you do what you do with your money. So it might be a good idea for you to talk about money with a professional, even if it's just some sort of a consultation call. Because I know I will, and a lot of other financial coaches will do some sort of free consultation. So it might be an important step to take just to talk with them about it. And again, believe that you can and believe in yourself. And don't worry about like if there's pre-existing, I guess, conditions with your family, that your family's typically bad with money. Take the opportunity and become good with money yourself and believe that you can. And if you want to learn any more about Florian, make sure you connect with him online, moneyheroacademy.com, or with the link in the show notes, you can learn more about him. But let's wrap up today's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skyler Fleming. I hope you gained some new information and insight from today's interview. Please let me know if you like when I have guests on the podcast or what your thoughts are. Any feedback is welcome. Also, if you have any topic suggestions you'd like me to cover, please let me know. You can reach me on my website, moneytalk.skylerfleming.com, and you can use the contact page there. You can also email me at moneytalk@skylerfleming.com, or there's a cool link in the show notes to be able to send me a voice message, which I can play on the podcast and answer directly. So, me and my wife also just got back from a trip from Cabot Lake National Park. and I'm excited to get back into making this podcast really consistently. And I'm hope to start making some episodes with more relevant topics and information. That way you can stay on top of the ball with what could be happening in your financial life. I also recently finished a small business self-reliance course, and I'm excited to bring some new ideas to this podcast and some new possibilities. But I would really appreciate it if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast player you're listening to this on. If you can leave a review, it helps the podcast be found more. It helps the podcast reach more people and grow. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.